is and how.
He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is June the 10th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we looks like we are entering into, and I've been saying this for a couple weeks, a sideways trend in the market. It looks like this market is getting tired. We've had seven straight months. Do you think markets go up forever? Now, a sideways market is not the end of the world. We just have to make sure that it doesn't roll over and start heading down, so we remain on high alert right now. Today we have the Dow opening up the week down 16 points. The Dow is at 15,231. We did see for a moment this past week under 15,000 for the first time in quite some time. The S&P 500 is down 2.5 points right now. It's at 1,640. The NASDAQ is down 1.5 points. It's at 3,467. The euro is at 1.32. Wow. The 10-year yield, are you ready for this? 2.20 this morning. We have had a big spike up in interest rates. I've been warning you now for several weeks, several months, about the danger inherent in the bond market. 2.20%, a print we have not seen in a long time in the bond market. Gold down $3 per ounce this morning at $1,380. Oil is down 47 cents per barrel at $95.56. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, are we in the midst of a correction? Is this the correction that everybody has been predicting in this most hated rally ever? I haven't hated it. I don't know about you, but it's been just fine for me. But the fact of the matter is, this market started taking off in mid-November of last year. It went up in December. It went up in January. It went up in February and March and April. It went up in May. And now, here we are in June. Will it keep up its win streak of 7 months in a row? Or is it time to take a little bit of a break? To take a breather, to rest. We're kind of entering into that summer doldrums period of time. We've got the 4th of July not too far out there on the horizon. A lot of traders heading for the Hamptons. A lot of folks going for their European or wherever, Mexico vacation, their cruises and whatnot. Not really paying attention to their portfolios. They've got some good gains. Can this market continue to grind out good gains, or is it time for a little bit of a pause here? Well, back on May 22nd, just 3 weeks ago now, 2 weeks ago, we saw the Dow, or the S&P, hit 1687. That's its most recent peak. Today, we are at 1643, so we're off about 44 points from that high that we set back on May 22nd. On Thursday of last week, we got clear down to 1598, so we actually had an 89% from peak to trough in about a 2 week period of time. We had a correction of 5.3%. Yeah, you know, hey, that's pretty tolerable. That's pretty manageable. It's no fun. It's a lot more fun to come in every day and the market's up triple digits. You know, that's what's more fun. But that doesn't happen in the markets. We have win streaks. We have losing streaks. We have sideways trends. We have downtrends. We have uptrends. The market's been in an uptrend for the last 7 months. Now, all of a sudden, we get a 5.3% hiccup. The big question is, however, is this hiccup going to turn into a 7% correction, a 10% correction, maybe even a 15% correction? Or is it going to turn around from here and hit new highs? Well, nobody knows for sure. I mean, nobody's crystal ball is any clearer than the next guys or the next gals. But at least we can take a look at where the probabilities lie right now. We can take a look at a lot of the evidence that is out there right now. We can weigh that evidence. Things like the technical pattern of the market. Where are we on the trend lines right now? Where are we on these important moving averages that give us guidelines, that give us, I guess you could say, kind of a roadmap? At least we know where we're at any given point in time on our Google Maps, on our stock chart maps. We know where we're at. And sometimes when we know where we're at, it's easier to predict where we're headed. We can continue to take a look at those asset classes in the market. Are the risk-on asset classes, the go-go types of stocks, starting to recede a little bit? Or do they still have their momentum and their mojo? Is this still a very much risk-on type of market? We can take a look within the sectors of the market and see which sectors are some of the defensive sectors starting to rise in rank. Are some of the leading go-go aggressive sectors starting to fall? Well, we're going to do that as we do at the first part of every week. We're going to take an examination, put a microscope on where we're at currently in the market. But as I've said many times, many, many times in the past, the way I get the best feel for where we are at in the market is by looking at the stocks in the market. The little parts that make up the sectors. The little parts that make up the asset classes. When you take them collectively, they make up a market. It's one thing to look at a market, the big picture. It's another thing to look at all the moving parts of the market, right? I learn much, much more by spending several hours per day in the quiet of my office looking at the charts, taking the temperature of individual companies. It's kind of hard and laborious, though I enjoy it. But I know that most people in my industry, most people in my business, I can tell the ones that don't spend the time looking at the individual stocks. I see them on TV all the time, spouting off. And I say to myself, how many stocks do you look at a day before you go on TV and make a statement like that? I don't know. Listen, it just kind of shows that I don't know what they're doing. They're reading the latest research report from Goldman Sachs on a company or whatever. They're not looking at the other companies in that same industry group. They're not looking at the other companies within that same sector or within that same asset class of the market. They just seem to be like, you know, cherry picking something off the top of their head and putting it out there on TV. They've got to fill their TV day with all kinds of stuff to make up how many hours they're on, 10 hours a day, 8 hours a day. Most of it, to me, is just useless. I have the sound turned off, but I'm watching the tape go across. I'm watching how the markets are doing. But do I get any good ideas from watching these guys and gals? You know, not really. I think you have to do your own work, or you have to find somebody that does the work and follow that person. Maybe it's not me. Maybe it's another guy. Maybe you've got somebody out there that writes a newsletter and keeps you posted on where the markets are and done a good job for you. I've said too many times in the past that you have to choose your gurus wisely. Because a lot of these gurus can lead you far, far astray. Look at these guys that have been telling you to sell everything and go to gold for the last couple of years. In fact, for the last 4 or 5 years. And what's the market done during that period of time? It's gone from 600 to 1600. They were wrong. And yet they still spout the same mantra. Eventually they'll be right, but they still spout the same mantra. They've cost you 1,000 points on the S&P 500. How come nobody ever holds these guys accountable? I don't know. Well, when we come back, we're going to look at the moving parts of the market. Is it time to have your foot on the accelerator? Is it time to take your foot off the accelerator? Is it time to apply the brakes? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the hard 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in ScottTrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where once a week we like to step back and we like to take a look at the big picture, because that gives us a lot of information. That helps us paint the little picture, what we're going to do with our individual stocks, whether we're going to have our foot on the accelerator, whether we're going to take our foot off the accelerator. I've had my foot on the accelerator big time for the last 7 months, but what about now? Well, a good place to begin is taking a look at the big market, okay? And then we'll work our way down to the parts, the moving parts that make up the market. I think the number to remember this week would be 1,600. Okay, let's just do a nice even number. Not 1,609, not 1,613, just plain old 1,600. That's about where the trend line lies right now on the market. We currently are above the trend line of the market. We're still in pretty safe territory for now. We're 40 points above that 1600 level. Last week, however, not that long ago, just 2 days ago, we saw below 1600 for a split second, got down to 1598, but why did it bounce? Oh, I don't know, but one of the reasons why is because technically, that's where the 50-day moving average lies. We have not had a violation of the 50-day moving average in the market since late December of last year. We've remained above that 50-day moving average ever since. Now, the shorter-term moving average, the 20-day moving average, has been violated 1, 2, 3, 4 times along this 7-month stretch of uptrend. But it's come back every single time. And at least as of right now, we are still above that all-important 50-day moving average. 1,600, let's call it. But we need to watch 1,600 going forward. Because I would say that a break below 1,600 means that you could officially call this a correction. We have lost intraday from the peak of 1687 to the trough of 1598 in the last couple of weeks. That's a 5.3% move from the top, from the peak to the trough. Yeah, correction. I don't think you could even call that a correction. You can call that just a noise, little bit of noise within a primary uptrend. But to me, looking at the market, I see a market that looks to me like it's running out of gas. Now, I could be wrong. It's still too early to say that. But if we break below that 1600 level, then I'm going to say that. All right. It looks to me like we're going to break below 1600, in other words. I think the probabilities lean in that direction. But my crystal ball is no clearer than yours. I'm going to take it a day at a time. I'm going to take it a stock at a time. I'm going to take it a sector at a time. You know, I've just seen a little bit of movement in the market that's been different recently than what we've seen over the last 7 months. In fact, as I counted my cash last week, which I report in my newsletter every week, I noticed that I have 20% cash. In other words, I'm still 80% invested in the market, but I've moved 20% just as a kind of a natural thing, as I've seen stocks that I've owned that I didn't like the action in them. I didn't like the way they were behaving. I thought it might be a good time to lock in some profits. I just kind of naturally, from time to time, when I see things that look ripe to me, I sell and I move to the sidelines. If I find something really good, I'll put it right back in. But I obviously didn't last week. Of those sells, of that cash that I raised last week, I didn't replace it. It's still sitting there in cash. Who knows? Maybe I'll find something this week. But for now, suffice it to say that I have a 20% cash level at the current time. I've heard people say, I've never met a money manager yet who raises cash. They always say they do, but then they never do. Well, I just told you I'm at a 20% cash level right now. And 1,600 to me would be a key level for the S&P 500. Of course, we're 40 points above it, but you know what? That could go away real quick, couple of days. And at the same time, we could take off again from here. Although, I don't think the probabilities favor that, and we'll keep digging into these facts a little bit, and I'll tell you why. Now, let's look at the upside down S&P 500, okay? Let's look how a bear is looking at this market. He's hoping that his inverse fund, SH, which is the inverse of the S&P 500, he's hoping that the downtrend in that fund will stop at some point because he's been getting crushed, absolutely crushed. He's hoping that that downtrend will turn around and begin a new uptrend, and he can make money as the market goes down. Well, that thing's fighting a good struggle right now, but it's fighting the 50-day moving average. Just like the S&P 500 is struggling to hold on to its 50-day moving average, which it has successfully so far, that inverse S&P 500 is struggling mightily to break above. It keeps bumping its head on that 50-day moving average and backing off. Now, one of these times, I don't know if it'll be this week, I don't know if it'll be next month, I don't know if it'll be 3 months from now, that thing's going to break above its 50-day moving average at some point in time. It's mounting an assault. It continues to mount an assault on it. And the deeper you get into an uptrend, right, just like a starting pitcher, the deeper he gets into the game. In today's baseball world, if your starting pitcher starts getting into the seventh inning, the probabilities of him completing the game, the probabilities of him continuing to strike guys out, starts to fall, doesn't it? The odds are against him. That's just the nature of the beast. It's a numerology, I suppose, and it's also things get tired, things get worn out, right? Get the bullpen working. I think it's a good idea to have the bullpen up and stretching right now on your portfolio. I don't think it's a good time to have your foot on the accelerator right now. I think it's a little wiser to have your eyeballs in the rearview mirror at the current time. Now, let's take a look at the bond market. When a market starts to roll over, which the equity market obviously has not even started to roll over, it's still in an uptrend for now. It's in a long, extended, protracted 7-month uptrend. The bond market looked like that until about the summer of last year. It finally peaked. And then it started to roll over. And now the bond market just looks downright perilous. And if you're still sitting in these big bond mutual funds and nobody's calling you from the brokerage firm where you have your money parked saying, you know what, I don't like the looks of this bond market right now. I think interest rates are headed higher. I think your bond fund is vulnerable right now. Maybe we should move out of that. Is anybody managing your account where you're at now? I don't know. I have not had any exposure to bonds for a long, long time. And I think it's only going to get worse in the bond market. All right, where are we at currently in this market? We're going to continue to break this down when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free four-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor. Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. So far, we've covered the big picture of the market from the peak to the trough last week. So far, we've seen about 5.3% damage done to the market, although we've recovered some of that here. Is it over? Will we have a 10% correction when this is all over? Will we have a 12% correction? Will we have a 15% correction? Or are we going to turn around and blast off and hit new highs from here? I think right now we don't really know. But I think that the probabilities, the time of the season, the length of the uptrend, this and that, probably favors that maybe we go back down and continue our correction here and continue to see a little bit of profit taking place in the market. We kind of draw the line here, at least from the big picture. 1600 is where the 50-day moving average lies right now on the S&P 500. And of course, we're at 16. We're like 44, 45 points above that right now. So, you know what? I still say having the foot on the accelerator right now is probably not a wise thing to do. And I don't think sitting on the sidelines is a wise thing to do. How many times have I said it's not an all-in or all-out type of proposition? I'm 80% in and I'm 20% out. I'm glad I was 80% in on Friday of last week when the market was up 200 points. In fact, I wish I would have been 100% in. But the day before, when the market was down big time, I was glad I had 20% on the sidelines. I just think that's kind of where we're at in the market. Now, having said that, I've been fully invested. I think just a couple weeks ago, I had 1% cash. I was all in, foot on the accelerator. And now, all of a sudden, after 7 months, I have just raised a little bit of cash and haven't found anything that really, really excites me yet to put that cash back to work. Now, where do we stand in the market right now as far as the asset classes go? We talked about bonds. Are bonds an asset class? Absolutely. That's one of the choices you have to be in the bond market. Good luck to you if you're in the bond market. Just look at a 3-year chart of the bond market. It looks downright perilous. We're seeing 2.20 print on the 10-year yield currently. Now, why is it so important to be in the right asset classes? Well, let's take domestic stocks versus foreign stocks here in 2013. You know, as we started to end 2012 and as the fiscal cliff loomed, and as the presidential election loomed, there was a lot of money that started flowing into foreign stocks. I started to follow that trail for a while. China started to break out to the upside, but it did not last very long. It wasn't long before money started gushing back, right back out of those foreign stocks, and I went with it. I was in it for a short period of time. I know when to admit when I'm wrong. I didn't stubbornly stand by my call and my trade. I backed out very quickly. And I've had no exposure, virtually none. Maybe a little tiny bit in a foreign stock, maybe here or there. But for the most part, I've been in domestic stocks since the beginning of the year. Why? Because my app, Best Stocks Now, told me that was the place to be. Has that served me well? Well, let's just look at the difference between domestic stocks so far in 2013 versus foreign stocks. Our S&P 500, a collection of 500 domestic stocks, the biggest ones in the land, is currently up 15.2% year to date. The emerging markets year to date, a collection of emerging markets all across the world, are down 7.7%. That's a difference of 23 percentage points. Now that's material. That's a material number. That is significant. So if you look at your portfolio today, wherever you're at, whatever broker you're with, whatever wirehouse firm you're with, and you see all of these emerging market funds and emerging market ETFs, I think you should question why. unless, you know, they've just modeled something that never has to be changed, that will do it will hold up okay in down times, and it will do just okay in up times, just kind of a passive, mediocre, low maintenance type of a portfolio. And that's what they'll tell you. Well, we've picked this strategy for you, and we're going to stay the course with it. All right, whatever. I'm just saying, emerging markets, foreign markets are down 8% this year. U.S. markets are up 15% this year. Doesn't it make more sense to be in the right place at the right time and out of the wrong place at the wrong time? China so far this year is down 12%. Latin America is down 9.7%. The bond market is down 8 or 9% so far this year. Oh, but you need to stay the course, they tell you. We've picked this asset allocation based on your age. You're supposed to have 60% of your money in the bond market based on this computer model that I'm looking at. Well, you know what? That's a bad asset class to be in right now. Bonds work really nice. They're a really fun, good asset class to be in when interest rates are falling. And they've been falling for the last 20 or 30 years. But what about now? What about the future? I think bonds are a very poor asset class. You say, but I need income. What'll give me income other than bonds? Real estate gives you income. Dividend-paying stocks give you income. Oil and gas pipeline stocks give you income. Real estate investment trusts give you income. There's lots of ways to get that income. Why would you hold on to a bond fund that's giving you 4 or 5% income, but you're losing 10% in your principal? I don't see personally the logic behind that. But you know what? Your guy or gal's going to say, oh, we need to stay the course here. No, nope, I'm sorry. I don't believe in setting an asset allocation based on age and riding through it. Why would you want to stay? I mean, you could ask the average guy on the street, are interest rates headed higher or are they coming down over the next 5 years? The average guy in the street knows that interest rates more than likely are going to head higher. What happens when Bernanke pulls his bid from the bond market and quits buying? That's what's been keeping interest rates low. Maybe he's backing off already as interest rates head up. Will the buyers still be there for our debt, which we're strangled with here in America? Well, that remains to be seen. What are the probabilities? So as of now, the best asset classes remain still small and mid-cap domestic stocks, but they're getting long in the tooth. The NASDAQ, the technology stocks continue to do well. Microcap, it's still a risk-on market. In fact, even with all the volatility of the last week, on a relative basis, those are still the best places to be. But as I stated earlier, I've got about 20% cash now, and the rest is still invested in these areas of the market, small, mid-cap, growth stocks. Okay, what are the worst asset classes to be invested in? Being short the market is still the absolute worst place to be. Now, if the S&P 500 should break down below that 1600 level, we may start to see the S&P 500 inverse rising in rank. But for now, it remains the absolute worst place to be. And it's been the worst place to be for the last 7 months. And it's been the worst place to be for the last 4 years as we've gone from 600 to 1600. What's the second worst place to be? Gold. What's the third worst place to be? Cash. What's the fourth worst place to be? Emerging markets. Now, you know, I've said before, well, I'm a contrarian. I like to buy the things that are out of favor. I get greedy when people are pessimistic, and I get fearful when people are greedy. Well, how has that served you over the last 4.5 years? If you've been a contrarian, and if you've been short the market and loaded up in gold for the last 4.5 years, it hasn't served you very well. Yeah, eventually you'll be right, but it's caught. Why don't you wait until those things enter into an uptrend and start to look more favorable? Doesn't that make sense? I don't know. It makes sense to me. All right. Now, when we come back, we'll drill it down just a little bit further as we try to determine whether or not this little correction is over or whether we still got more downside risk here. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
I can't believe how this year has just flown by. I mean, it's June. Summer's here. And why is summer especially exciting this year at the Mefford House? Well, it all centers around my husband, Charlie, and Healthy Trim. Not only has Charlie lost over 15 pounds, he has all this energy, and we have Healthy Trim to thank for that. Healthy Trim is the natural weight loss supplement that's helped Charlie lose over 15 pounds. It was the appetite suppression that made the big difference for him. Healthy Trim curbs his appetite, reduces his cravings, so he eats less. And plus, Charlie loves the energy that it gives him. It's so encouraging when you go to Healthy Trim's website and click on the testimonials page. You can check out all the hundreds of before and after photos on their website, healthytrim.com. You'll be amazed. Charlie and I were. Just try Healthy Trim. And if it doesn't work for you like it has for Charlie, you can send it back for a full refund. Call 855-600-TRIM today and you'll get a free bottle with your purchase. Buy one, get one free. Go to healthytrim.com or call them 855-600-8746, 855-600-TRIM.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. So far, here's what we've determined. We've determined that the market continues in a long, long in the tooth, 7-month uptrend, where it's put about a 20% gain, which is above, way above average for the average uptrend, okay? And as you get deeper into the uptrend, I mean, the probabilities continue to decrease that uptrend is going to continue. From the peak to the trough last week, we saw a 5.3% correction from the top. Not the end of the world. The 50-day moving average is still in place. We've determined that 1,600 is a key number on the S&P 500. It needs to stay above that. If we go below 1,600, then I would say, well, you know what? We've got more damage to go here. In a correction that so far is, 5.3%, which is nothing. If we stay above it, I think the odds of this market blasting off again and hitting new giddy heights, I think it's a little bit narrow, a little bit slim right now. I think, again, it's time to have your eyeballs on the rearview mirror as opposed to having your foot on the accelerator. I've raised 20% cash. I don't know if I'm going to find something that I really, really like and start putting. I buy 3 to 4% positions. So I'd have to find 5 or 6, 7 new stocks that I really like in a 7-month-old protracted uptrend in order to put that cash to work. We'll just have to see. As of right now, I don't have a really itchy trigger finger on the buy button. In fact, my trigger finger's a little bit itchier over on this side of my left hand, is which the hand that I make the sales with. So we take it a day at a time. We take it a week at a time. I hate bonds. I hate gold right now. I think bonds are in the beginning of a major bear market. I still think that stocks are the best place to be, but at the same time, I think we may be just a little bit long in the tooth right now in this current uptrend. Now, there are a few stocks, however, out there. One that has my eye right now is a company that is headquartered in San Diego, California. Where's that? I think it's some little place down on the border, south of L.A., got a nice harbor. You go a few miles south, you're in Mexico. Oh, I can see Mexico out my window right now. I can see that harbor. There's some good companies here in San Diego. One of them's called Acadia Pharmaceuticals. The symbol is ACAD. They are working in collaboration with Allergan. You've probably heard of Allergan. Allergan is a ophthalmology company, and they've made a little Botox in their days. Acadia's got a little bit of a collaboration with them on a malady that affects a lot of people called glaucoma, and they're having some pretty good success with some of the compounds and some of the formulas and some of the different recipes that they're working up to help treat glaucoma. And the stock is flying right now. The biotech stocks continue to be the best performing group in the market, the best performing sector in the market, I should say. Continue to hit new highs. I continue to have a lot of exposure to the biotech stocks. This stock is flying. It's up 265%. so far this year. It gets a performance grade right now of A. We can't really do evaluation on it because they continue to lose money as they try to come up with this compound to treat glaucoma, but there's great promise there. When I weigh all of the factors here, can't do evaluation, but when I weigh the performance of the stock, when I look at this stock chart, this is one of the strongest stock charts in the entire market. Acadia Pharmaceutical, ACAD, currently comes in at number 37. And take a look at the stock chart right now. Do a little bit of research on what they're working on. Who knows? This could be a nice big winner going forward. Not a recommendation, just an example of a best stock now. All right. I want to next talk with Craig Brock. Craig, is this right? I'm seeing a 2.20 print on the 10-year today. Hello, Craig. Let's bring Craig Brock in here, our mortgage expert. Hello, Craig. 2.20, is that right?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, that is right. That is a move of 60 basis points in about 7 weeks.
Wow. 60 basis points in 7 weeks. That's probably the most significant rise in interest rates that we've had in a long, I mean, I don't know when the last time that happened.
This is certainly measurable by all means. Just shows you that the train has already left the station, and banking or waiting for a pullback just hasn't come to fruition over the last couple of weeks. This jobs report, was okay, was decent, but, markets are seeing something different there. And, it's starting to get the investors off the fence that are looking to buy real estate or maybe feel that they better do something sooner than later. So we're actually seeing a significant amount of exuberance here over the last week.
Well, the biggest fear is the Fed, and it's a psychological thing. Just the fear that they're out there, willing to start pulling their bids on buying. Hey, who's going to be left? Do you think there's still going to be the individual investor in China? Are they going to keep buying these bonds when the Fed starts pulling away their buying power?
Well, they're not going to buy, but the hope is that China won't sell. It's not anticipated that they'll sell, but the fact that they're not selling is not going to do a whole lot to help us out.
But we've got to continue selling bonds. Am I not right about this, to finance our debt? I mean, we have to have buyers for our bonds.
You're correct, Bill. Velocity of money, it's a requirement.
Yeah, I mean, if the Chinese were to lose their appetite for American food and American bonds here, not just the fact that they could sell, which I don't think they'll do, but even if they stop buying, now you've got the U.S. not buying their own bonds back. You've got the Chinese not buying, and I don't think individual investors are real enamored with the bond market right now. That could put more upwards pressure on interest rates. So, I mean, I don't like bonds at all. I think it's a dangerous asset class to own, but if I'm a borrower right now, I'm going to run and lock in some rates. Where can we reach Craig Brock?
It's 855-900-3279, 855-900-EASY, or craigbrockmortgage.com.
Okay, and if you've got a question at all about your situation, get the kids out of the house, buy them a little duplex, rent the one next to them, pay the mortgage with the rent.
Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.